K-State Nation, y'all know what it is. The Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of Kansas State University. Eddie Greer, your host for the Pearl Project Podcast. This is your first time listening to this podcast. If you're a K-State fan or you're a Big 12 fan or you're curious what's going on out there in Manhattan, Kansas, all things K-State sports, fall sports. It's almost officially here for Kansas State sports cross country, which we'll get to in a moment. Football, obviously, opening it up against University of Tennessee. Martin, soccer, going to be, by this time anyways, will be wrapped up their preseason match against Arkansas. We'll have a postcast on that Monday, either the early edition on Monday or late primetime edition on Monday. Yours truly will be, hopefully, by Sunday, by then, be done with his first ever backyard ultra. Woo! So we'll see about that and a lot more there on that note. If you've new to the podcast the first time, obviously, welcome aboard again to the show. You've been following us throughout the summer during the transition, or been in and out of this podcast, or been sticking with us from the beginning of this very podcast. Thank you so much again. The Pearl Project Podcast, get it wherever podcasts are found, whether you get that from Apple Podcasts, Spotify, y'all know what it is, iTunes, Google Play. List goes on and on. Speaking of cross country here, I'm actually recording this. This will come out Sunday, looks like. Yep, Sunday. So this official announcement came today on August 8th, as I'm recording this in prime time. There, the season will start the same time as K-State football on the 31st, later on this month, for the third straight year at the Bob Timmons Classic there. That's going to be at Rimrock Farm in Lawrence, Kansas. And since this very podcast has started, it's always started at Bob Timmons. So how about that? New head coach for the Wildcats here, and this is Kate Bucknum, excuse me, her first year with the cross country team there. Wildcats also, the schedule goes on here. Actually, I'm gonna skip to the schedule anyways for the fall anyway. Gaines Creek Invitational the following month in September the 27th, so only one meet later on this month to open things up. That's the same day as like the K-State opener, home opener, and season opener / against University T. Martin. And then Gaines Creek Invitational September 27th. Then Bradley Pink Classic October 18th. So you have one meet in September, and one meet in October, then three in November, the postseason Big 12 Championship on the 1st of November, NCAA Midwest Regional on the 15th of November, and then you got the NCAA Championship on the 23rd there as well. So the NCAAs on the 23rd will be in Madison, Wisconsin, and it looks like the Baylor Bears are going to host the Big 12 Championship on the 1st of November there as well. So, Josephine Wanju, last year she won her first very collegiate meet, cross-country meet, earlier last year. She got all-regional honors, the 18th place finish, and this was tied for the best team finish going back to 2010 for K-State women's cross-country there. And let's see, the men lost four more seniors, which was a core group of guys. Alex Gutierrez, Tommy Hazen, Matthew Housen, actually three as well. But the women also lost a gigantic group of ladies, just as Sydney Burton, Callahan Stewart, and Hannah Stewart. But coming back is Cecilia Fisher and Grace Meyer. So we have talked about them on past episodes on this very podcast when it comes to cross country there as well. So Kate Bucknum. So this is a name that we had not discussed on this podcast. yet. We'll have to do our research on that, and we'll get back to you on that at some point before the men's and women's cross-country teams open up again in Lawrence, Kansas. There, this is the Pearl Project Podcast, All Things K-State Sports. Eddie Greer, recording this on Thursday, August 8th. Won't come out till Sunday for y'all. So we got y'all covered through the rest of the week as yours truly, maybe at this time or maybe on Saturday some point. Stops. I don't know. As I'm getting ready nervously for my first Backyard Ultra right here in Kansas City, KC Backyard Ultra, last runner standing, starting tomorrow night, which is fairly interesting. So while y'all listen to this, EG3 should be wrapped up with all that, depending on where he finishes. So there's that. So crazy. So. And I'll probably get more into this, obviously. It's going to be the regional EG3 show podcast. It's going to be a big one. Going to be a big one on Tuesday. Either whatever the result is, it's going to be huge. So, as a shameless plug, but again, I would advise you, if you're interested in this, what could be an historic feat, or it's going to be in all angles anyways, make sure you download the original EG3 podcast, where you get your podcast. Same thing as the Pearl Project podcast. Now I'm getting them all mixed up. This is the Pearl Project podcast, K-State style. Eddie Greer III. My other podcast, the original EG3 pod, which is formerly known as the 3-Wide Podcast with EG3. There we go. Same thing, and get it wherever you get your podcast. So shameless plug, but these are my podcasts, so I can do what I please there as well. So a little bit of rebuilding mode for the cross country team heading into this year. So I'm going to have to look at these rosters and see again, since I started this K-State podcast back in Manhattan, it's been the same guys and gals, mostly talking about the girls, Cindy Burton, Callahan Stewart, Hannah Stewart, Steward and Stewart. So we can get that all crossed up there along with my podcast. But yeah, so it's going to be interesting to see. Again, you're going to have to kind of rebuild your team and kind of your stay a little bit around. Wanju, a star and a superstar in the making there. Grace Meyer and Cecilia Fisher. They're kind of no disrespect, but again, we've kind of seen these gals in action. They're kind of a little bit of back of the pack type runners. Now again, I haven't seen them in person. I only heard of them. We kind of follow them a little bit around throughout the season. Of course, football is number one in Manhattan. That takes a priority, but every time we talk cross country, they're kind of the fill-in roles. So let me enter and see who's gonna step up in those roles and under our head coach. Really, the cross country in. Wait a minute, cross country is Coach Travis. Yeah, so he's going to be dipping and diving into that. Travis Gofert. Boy, we almost left that a big part, major part out of that. So my bad. So you have Travis Gofert is going to be diving in on this. And you got the new head women's coach on the cross country side, and Kate Bucknum. So all across the board, you're going to have a little bit of rebuilding mode. So I'm going to really be interested in seeing how this is going to shake out from, obviously, you know, every sport on every college level has got to go through these. So it looks like K-State on the cross country and track and field side, even though we see success already from the alumni, once again, in the Olympic Games, got to go through it at some point. So it'll be interesting to see, but Josephine Wanju is somebody you're going to have to look out for in 2024, I do know that as well. We'll see if Cecilia Fisher and Grace Meyer can take a step forward for the new head coach. So it'll be interesting to see there. But again, cross country begins the same day in Lawrence, Kansas, as the K-State football season gets underway at Bill Steiner Family Stadium against UT Martin. That is a 6 o'clock game. Talking about the football side, I would assume 8 o'clock would be the time, because every time we've seen it, it's been an 8 a.m. start. Well, obviously, because cross country, you got to start in the morning, right? Just like I thought with the backyard. I thought this thing would start in the morning. This is going to start in the evening, so a little bit of a spicy change up. So I'm gonna be running. Well, when y'all listen to this, this should be wrapped up. But should be wrapped up. But what I was gonna say, yeah. So I would have thought you started in the morning, but apparently we're gonna mix things up and start in the evening time, which is gonna be a little a little bit. And you're actually out there running with the people that you're gonna be running with. Because I thought it's going to be, and I'm probably going to end up saying this on the other podcast next week. Again, it's shaping up to be a big podcast because, boy, I got a lot to talk about. I want to throw down. But just to kind of wrap it on this, you know, you're going to be running with the people you're going to be starting with. But then the next morning, if we can get there, you're going to add in the 3, 6, 9, and 12 hour people into that mix. So if we get there a little bit. Now I know this is gonna come out on Sunday. If I can get the 5 o'clock, the 5 o'clock hour on Saturday, we could definitely make some bank. Possibly be making some bank. I mean really jamming out hours. So we'll see where we're. I finally stamped a goal that I want to get to. Well, actually, the A goal anyways, and then we'll see what happens. But yeah, we'll see what happens with this cross-country team in another few weeks in Lawrence, Kansas. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. You can get it wherever our podcasts are found. We're free and available daily, including the weekends. We're going to, again, like we've done since the podcast, the Pearl Project Podcast, if you're new, if you're just finding this out, postcast, hopefully, mostly after every volleyball, soccer game, women's soccer, women's volleyball, you're going to get rapid reaction right here on this feed of every football game. I'll hop on this mic right after the game, literally probably after maybe 15, 30 minutes. So you can get rapid reaction plus Podbean, Greer 3 Ace Podcast, GRIER, the number 3, EDDIE, apostrophe S Podcast. That's going to have me and Alex Aiden. Alex going to be joining me after every football game, K-State football game, for deeper analysis there, his reaction. So it's going to be a lot going on. So you want more Wildcat bonus coverage, and we might be cranking out a lot next week because we've had to punt it due to me getting ready for this big time event. So I want to much rest as I can. Definitely make sure you go and go. You have to download the Podbean app though to do it. Download the Podbean app and type in the numbers and letters that I just told you, you should be able to find it, and you'll be accessed with Wildcat bonus coverage every time we record on there as well, and this will be going on throughout the rest of the year, and obviously until whatever, but so there's that as well. So cross-country team looking to, or it will be in rebuilding mode, but they got some key pieces on the women's side, so we'll see what happens as they're going to get getting underway on August 31st. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Aiden, you'll be hearing him on the Podbean channel next week. San Diego, California. This has been another episode, once again, of the Purple Project Podcast. Cats.